Hello, this is Dr. Cheng from Shanghai. In this video, I'd like to talk to you about how to prevent from catching COVID-19 viral infection and what you can do. Well, first of all, take the general precaution, okay? Do not go into the crowds and try to do, stay home as much as possible and wash your hands and follow the general guidelines from your local department, health departments, and keep a good nutritional status is of key importance. Okay, in any disease prevention and health maintenance, sleep well, if you can exercise and eat well. In general, I would recommend low carb ketogenic diet, which. I'm not going to go into the detail at this video. And also, if you can follow intermittent fasting schedule, both of these dietary patterns habits help you to improve your immunity. And also keep a good nutritional balance, particularly vitamin C, vitamin B compounds, and vitamin D3 and other vitamins and antioxidants. These vitamins and nutrients are critical in balance your nutrition, boost your immunity, and keep your antioxidative status up. That's very important in your defense against viral infection and against many other diseases. I'm going to specifically talk about vitamin C in this particular video in the next minute or two. For prevention, take vitamin C orally. It's very cheap, it's very safe, very convenient. I would recommend vitamin C powder. Try to get the pure powder, not the tablets. The reason is that the tablets generally contain the impurities to make it a tablet form. And here we're talking about large doses. I personally have been taking about 10 grams a day. And for general precaution prevention, I would recommend 5 to 10 grams a day in divided doses. If you can, for convenience, maybe 2-3 times a day, you basically add vitamin C powder into a cup or two of cold or room temperature water. Don't use hot water. It may oxidize the vitamin C. And just drink it slowly. If you drink a lot of vitamin C at one time, yes, it will reach the bowel saturation and causing diarrhea potentially. And in this case, you probably don't want to do that because you'll lose it. What you want is to have vitamin C absorbed into your body. So what I usually do is, on the general normal times, I would take 5 grams of vitamin C into 1 or 2 cups, usually 2 cups, about 16 ounces, 2 cups of water. And use glass water, a bottle. Don't use plastic or metal because vitamin C will oxidize, will turn the metal cup rusty, and plastic bottle, I'm afraid of leaching out of the chemicals leaching out of the plastic bottle. So I generally recommend pottery or glass bottle, a sports bottle. And I would add 5 grams of vitamin C powder into the glass bottle and add 1 or 2 cups, usually 2 cups of cold or room temperature water, and drink it slowly. And usually I would drink over a period of 2-3 hours so that it will not wash out of your bowel. It will not cause diarrhea and will mostly be absorbed into your system. And that's the key. And for children, let's say half the body, 10 years or younger, you can reduce the dose a little bit. And vitamin C is very safe. When you take vitamin C orally, the worst thing that can happen is diarrhea. And diarrhea is not that bad. Oftentimes we use it to detoxify yourself, but that's a different story. Here, in order to reduce the diarrhea, what you do is you drink it slowly, or each time you use a little bit less. For example, under 10 years of age, you may want to use around 5 grams a day, 3 to 5 grams a day for prevention. And if you get mildly sick, whether it's a cold or something else, or even a potentially, coronavirus, what you do is you want to allow your body to absorb as much vitamin C as possible. In general, we like to say 2-3 grams in every 2-3 hours, okay? And so the idea here is that you want to maximize the absorption from the GI of your body, okay? 2-3 grams every 2-3 hours, keep on drinking, okay? And that should, most of the time, it should take care of the problem. It will clear all the infection. And that's what I always recommend to my family members, my friends, and my patients. I have not failed so far. Anybody who, young children, 2-3 years old children, to adults, when they have a fever, common cold, or anything like that, usually take vitamin C, you know, 2-3 days. I mean, 1 or 2 days, actually, oftentimes. And the fever will be gone and the situation will be over. So that's how I would recommend vitamin C. Vitamin C is very safe. A lot of people are worried about vitamin C for kidney stone. Kidney stone, there is no direct correlation between kidney stones and vitamin C. Let's make that very clear. Kidney stone is oftentimes due to oxalic acid, which more likely are due to your vegetable intake. Okay, a lot of high oxalic acid vegetables are probably more responsible for kidney stones than vitamin C. There's no direct relationship between vitamin C and kidney stone for number one. Okay, and vitamin C in a different scenario for high dose vitamin C by IV intravenously. High dose vitamin C up to 1.5 grams per kilogram body weight, which is very high for a average person of 60 kilograms. That's about like 100 grams a day. That's 100 grams. That's 100,000 milligram. Okay, very high dose, and that's very safe. Yeah. And there's an expert panel statement from the National Institute of Health. That's the U.S.'s top medical authority. So it's very safe, and keep the video short. Thank you very much. And if you have any questions, ask us. Thank you.